Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commands with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry for knowledge and lift up your voice to understanding, if you seek for her like silver and search for her like men search for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So, the important thing is to want to be wise, is to want to understand. And if you want to understand God, you will. Now, a lot of people might say, oh yeah, I'm looking for God, I'm searching for truth. But we all might have that as a passing feeling. But this desire to know him and to know his son and to be truly wise, this has got to be really strong in us. And anyone who really seeks God will find him, because God's not going to hide himself. But there has got to be that desire to seek him. Now, when we've been raised by parents who believe, and you grow up reading the Bible, etc., it's sometimes difficult to have that desire to find God, that desire to search, that crying out. But in the end, knowledge of God is not just knowing facts about God, it's a relationship with God. And that is what we all have to seek personally. God prepares sound wisdom for the righteous. He supports those who walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Now, saints are special ones, and all God's children are his saints. So when we feel that I'm not special, I'm nothing, no, we shouldn't think that. We are saints. We are special ones to God. And then, shall you understand righteousness and justice and equity?
So we can think we're good.
We can think we're good when we're not. That is possible, yes, and we can also think we're too bad when we're not too bad.
Is it good or bad?
Well, that's a difficult question. Is it good or bad to sort of think bad about yourself or think good about yourself? The thing is, we've got to trust, and faith is really trust. We've got to trust in God and trust in his love, that he loves me, because the Bible keeps on telling me this. And yet, that is not to say that I am therefore perfect. So on one hand, we know that we are bad, that we sin, and we fail terribly. But on the other hand, we trust in him, and we know that he loves us. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant to you, then understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of the evil person, from the man who speaks bad things. The men who leave the paths of uprightness and walk in the ways of darkness, who love doing evil and delight in the badness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked. So if we love wisdom and wisdom enters into our heart, this will keep us from the people who will tempt us to do evil. And a lot of the temptation we get comes from other people. Isaiah says, we all like sheep have gone astray. We tend to want to go with the group, and we all live in a group, be it at school, at college, in the workplace, in the area in which we live. We are all influenced by groups. And the Bible is encouraging us to have a personal relationship with God. And that means that we are connected with him personally. We pray to God, and he talks back to us through the Bible. This is where prayer and Bible reading go together. That prayer is not just a one-sided conversation with us shouting out in the darkness, and it seems nothing back from God. And you open the Bible, and you read that, and you read those words. This is God's voice to you. And this is why the two things go together. And it will keep us from all the other voices, which there are all the time tempting us. This wisdom, if it's in your heart, will save you from the Gentile woman, from the stranger, the strange woman who flatters with her words, who has left the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. So he's writing particularly, I think, to young men, to Solomon's younger sons, and warning them that you can go wrong with women, and women can go wrong with men. And when you're young, what is there to guide you? What is there to give you wisdom? Should I be in this relationship or not? Should I get involved with this man or this woman or not? And it is only God's wisdom that will help you to do that. Now, talking about the bad woman, he goes on, her house and her paths go down to death. Nobody that goes to her ever returns again. And they don't take hold of the paths of life. And so walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land and the righteous will live there forever. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. So in the end, the wicked live and they die. And if they have known God's ways, they'll be resurrected and be judged. And then they will die in the second death. And so finally, Jesus, when he comes back, will root up wickedness out of the earth and establish his kingdom. And we want to be there with him. And the only way that's going to happen is if we have wisdom and if we walk along with other people who want to be in God's kingdom. So this is the simple way that we are to seek out those people who are walking towards God's kingdom and to walk with them. If our close friends, and particularly the person that we marry, is not on that path and is not interested in that path, well, the likelihood is that they're going to lead us astray. And any other road is just going to lead to death and eternal death.